You're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. We're continuing with Mike Morgan from Mid-Michigan Kennels, right down in Eaton Rapids, a local Michigan resident, been here for, you know, kind of born and raised in the area, and now dedicates his life to dogs and dedicates his life to kind of making them great dogs in everybody's household. He has both a kennel and he also has dog obedience classes. You want anything else that you cover over there that that I'm not including?
Well, a large side of ours is the law enforcement training. We've done, I probably got over 200 police dogs out serving all over the U.S. and Iraq, Philippines, and Thailand, actually. So
that's a fantastic service. Maybe Lee and I can get you on the show some other time, and maybe you can let's make a great show simply on that. Would that not be great?
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and thank you very much for your service, because one, thanks for your service back years ago, but more importantly, you keep it going. You make our world just a little safer with that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, what I wanted to talk about in the second half hour is simply the idea that we now know that it's probably appropriate to be kind of a pack-oriented owner, but right off the get-go, a little puppy, you know, is it important to really focus on that? Is it important to get him in a training class right away? Or what does somebody that's just getting their new little puppy want to think about so that he becomes that dog that you want him to be?
I think a lot of times we got to remember when they're in a litter with their brothers and sisters. A lot of breeders want to get that puppy out as quick as they can, 6-7 weeks of age. You know, puppies are really labor intensive for breeders, and some breeders let them go too early. I've got a gal that works with me named Kay Byerly, who's a good German Shepherd breeder, and she will not let a litter of puppies, will not let a puppy leave that litter until the end of the 8th week, because there's so much learned from the other litter mates socially, social skill wise, that it's very important that they stay together for that through that 8th week. But beyond that, there's two imprinting stages in a dog's life. And the most significant one is from 8 to 12 weeks of age. From the 8th to the 12th week, that is the time when new pet owners need to get that puppy out of their house. The things that will be accomplished through that socialization process are going to save them heartaches and save me a lot of work later on down the road. Primary imprinting phase is 8 to 12 weeks. There's a secondary phase from 16 to 20 weeks of age.
Okay, let's get more into the 8 to 12 week period. I'm a puppy owner, and I just got my dog at 8 weeks. I actually took it back to the breeder last week and had him keep it for another week because I listened to this show. And now I have my puppy. What's next?
Getting the dog out of the house, exposing the dog to as many situations, environments, and people as possible. We want to associate that puppy with men with beards, women with floppy hats, people of color. We just want that dog to be around as many types of people in as many places and as in many situations as possible. But most importantly, while we're doing that, is we want to make sure that all of those exposures are positive.
Positive, yeah.
Very much so, because it's going to stay with that dog for the rest of its life.
Sure, sure.
I think I told you this story here this morning earlier about the fact that my German Shepherd, I was living alone. He was about 6 or 7 months of age, and I had an ironing board folded up behind my bedroom door, and the door was open. And the puppy was nosing around doing what puppies do, and he nosed that door closed, and as the door closed, the ironing board kind of opened up and went clack, 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 and it fell on him.
Sure, sure.
And that dog ended up being my partner up at DeWitt Township Police Department a couple of years later, and was a very courageous and strong German Shepherd police dog.
Right.
But if any bad guys would have ever known that all they needed to do was open up an ironing board, he'd have headed for the next county because of that experience at that critical stage in his life, you know. So
sure, sure.
Very important that we make those exposures of those experiences very positive.
Now, we have a negative episode like that in the house, whether the ironing board collapses or some other substantial event, What can we do as an owner in those situations? Is there anything we should be doing at that point?
You try to revisit it as quickly as possible, make it a positive. You know, open the ironing board up, set the dog on top of it, let him play with it, play on top of it. But, you know, but the point is that during that 8 to 12 weeks, the more we can expose that dog to, he's not going to be fearful later of it if it's a positive experience. And, you know, the one of the most dangerous kinds of aggression in my mind with a dog is fear aggression, because we never know what's going to trigger that later on and what triggers that aggression. And typically it's a more violent form of aggression. And it's one that you can't say, okay, this exact thing is what caused it. It's real hard to identify. So socialize.
And you would mention that you do a lot of traveling, and in different cultures, you know, the dogs can come along with us just about anywhere. But here in Michigan and here in Lansing, Michigan, we have a little bit of a problem because it's hard to find places where you can take your dog to interact. I mean, you can bring your puppy into our store, and there's a lot of definitely different faces there, so they get a lot of exposure there. There's probably plenty of other places, but there's also a lot of places that they can't let them go. But maybe talk a little bit about your experience in Europe and what you noticed there, and maybe some suggestions on how Lansing residents can kind of get good dog exposure.
That's the one, you know, if I could be paid a dollar for the question I'm asked the most, it would be, why do you have to go all the way over to Europe to buy your dogs? Don't we have good dogs here? We have wonderful dogs here. We've got very good breeders here in the U.S. of all breeds. But the problem is that 8 to 12 weeks or those first 6 months of the dog's life or whatever. In Europe, you'll be sitting in a restaurant, and I'm not talking about really high-end fine dining.
Sure.
But, you know, a nice restaurant, and it's nothing to have a dog or two laying at beside the chair of the owner while they dine, and they're being good dogs. They're not bothering anybody else. They're not begging for food. They're just out and about with people. You see them in shopping malls and stores and everywhere over there. And here in the U.S., we pretty much don't allow that. You can take your dog into PetSmart or Soldin's or your store. But in many cases, if you tried to walk into the Lansing Mall with your dog or Meridian Mall, they would probably have somebody tell you can't have your dog in here.
Yeah.
The exception being like a leader dog or a paws with a cause. They wear the little vest, and people are more accepting of that. But in Europe, any dog's welcome in the businesses.